Hey guys, crew of Blind Wave here. I'm Shane.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Calvin.
I'm Eric.
And welcome to our third podcast.
Wee! He didn't mess up at all.
Not at all. Wait until 20 seconds in.
Now what? Hey,
then... Shit. Fuck, I don't know!
What are we talking about today, boys?
I'll tell you what. One thing I wanted to bring up was this.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever wiped your ass with baby wipes?
Absolutely. I prefer it.
Yeah. Same here.
I used to not be able to use toilet paper.
What do you mean?
Like, if I was ever out or anywhere, I would never use toilets. I would always wait till I went home and could use baby wipes.
I took the flushable wipes with me on vacation.
I would,
but you know what happens? I, like, forget about it. Like, I'll, like, run out. I'm like, shit, I get some more. And then I have toilet paper left over from when I wasn't using it. And I'll just use that for a while. And I'm like, shit, I forgot about these. So I go to the store.
Would you guys ever get shit on your hand and just wipe it off and go, hey, I'm done. That's clean.
Wipe shit off of my hand?
Why would you have shit in your asshole, wipe it off, and go, you know what, my asshole's clean.
So what you're saying is you wipe, there's shit on your hand, and you're done? What are you talking about?
No, what
now,
I'm saying
what
is...
he's referring to, have you ever gotten crap on your hand, and then you wipe it off, and you're just like, well, that's good enough.
What do you mean wipe it off?
Like, he's comparing your hand to your butt. Like, if you just wipe your hand,
what?
If there's crap on your hand, you just wipe it off?
No.
Are you done?
I don't eat with my ass, I eat with my hands.
But is he's saying, like, so is wiping your butt...
If you got shit on your leg, would you just wipe it off with toilet paper? If I got shit on me anyway, I'd wash off with soap and water.
It depends how much shit and what consistency the shit
is. Why is your asshole this zone where it's like, you know what? I just need to wipe it off with a dry...
Because I'm not presenting my asshole to people. I mean...
Well, I'm just... I actually use toilet paper the... Probably... Sounds like I use toilet paper the most out of all you guys. But I...
That's not correct. You can't take that one instance of shit on a leg and compare that with our use of toilet paper in general.
I'm just saying...
I use a lot of toilet paper, too.
I'm saying... I've been doing a lot of soul-searching.
Sure.
Okay.
And thinking about, why the hell don't I use wipes? It's so much cleaner.
I used to, and I feel like it made... I feel like it made your butt feel much better than just toilet paper, you know what I mean?
It's fresh.
Yeah. And like I said, I used to...
I wipe my ass in one of the wipes, I'm good to go.
I all the way up until probably like into high school, that's all I would use. Probably in high school I changed.
School?
Probably in high school I changed.
So you didn't shit anywhere?
No, I didn't. Even at my grandma's, I wouldn't crap there. I'd wait.
Well,
unless I absolutely had to.
What if you're camping
for
a weekend?
I didn't go camping. Why the fuck would I do that?
Okay, well, what if you have friends
if
house?
If I went to
video
games,
why would you go camping?
If I went to vacation, that kind of stuff, I took wipes with me. I remember my cousins making fun of me because I had wipes. I didn't want to use toilet papers, and I'd go and like carry wipes in from the car. They're like, "What's that? Huh? That baby? Your baby got to wipe your butt?" I'm like, "It just feels better."
They start kicking you down.
No, that's
you. I bet you if someone smelled their assholes, they're dirty, and yours are clean.
Yeah, right. I got a nice clean asshole.
So if that ever happened, you'd be good.
I feel like using toilet paper though. It's a dirtier feeling.
I'll tell you what I do though.
But it's cheaper.
No, I get my the first wave of attack is toilet paper.
Yeah.
And then I finish up with a wipe.
Now, that's probably the best.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's when I had the option, I do that. But then I also finish off with toilet paper to dry it.
No, I like
No,
the
antibacterial, the wipe is meant to stay on there and actually cleanse as it dries.
What about this, though?
I do like that idea, though, because if you just use wipes, you might use two wipes maybe to wipe.
Right.
And you're more expensive.
And you're saving.
And use the cheaper stuff to get rid of that gunked up stuff.
Yeah. Right,
maybe
that's
use the one
to fresh baby.
That's a good idea.
Now here's the thing.
I'm gonna start doing that again.
Do that, but sometimes I would use toilet paper, right? And then, if I didn't have wipes available, I would just go another round, make sure there's no spots. I'm good, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
But I would do that and then finish off with a wipe, and then the wipe has these little pieces of white shit on them that the toilet paper rubbed off of my asshole. So I'm thinking, if I didn't have these wipes, I wouldn't know this was here.
You could have got infected.
How often has this happened in my life? I didn't know there's white pieces of shit on my asshole.
Pieces of shit.
White toilet paper rolls.
Little rollies.
Yeah.
I hate those things.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know that those are there unless I wipe with a wipe.
It's like lint, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where it's like,
if
you didn't have a nose, you wouldn't be able to smell anything. You wouldn't know there's such a thing as an odor. I didn't know that those things were down there until...
Yeah, it's not like when you wipe and like part of the toilet paper rips and is stuck and you know it's there.
Yeah.
He's like little itty bitty mode.
Like when one of those things leave because I take a shower, there's not like they're at my feet or anything. I'm not floating around the bathtub. I take a bath. Where do those things go?
You take baths all the time, so you're floating around your own.
They probably dry up and like
shit,
slough off with your skin cells and shit.
I was taking a bath the other day. I'm taking shit. You know, there's probably some shit in my asshole, dry crusty shit from yesterday. Yeah,
you
know,
wipe
now. It's
It's
you,
not.
No, I, mean, I don't wipe it with a baby wipe.
That's comparable to like when you flush a toilet and there's shit in the air. I don't care.
No, but you're not laying. You're not laying in the
people
water.
People are like, shit all over the air.
That's why funny. I shit and I run out real quick, close the door, and after like 10 minutes I go back and wash my hands.
What about like your toothbrush and stuff and getting all that shit?
I don't keep my toothbrush in there.
In the bathroom?
I keep a plastic bag in my little brown leather shaving kit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just...
No. Crazy.
It's crazy, man.
So, yeah. Basically, every
that's
surface...
people are trying to hide, though.
What?
Yeah, so, right? That's what something... That's but that's something that people... That's something to hide, though.
Have you ever been taking a shit for a long time? Alright, and then you shit and it drops.
Yeah.
You know it dropped. Into the water, splashed into your butt cheeks. And then you wipe... And you realize there's a fucking piece hanging there. And when you wipe, it's that piece that's still hanging from your asshole.
Yeah.
Is a lot of it. So when you wipe, it smears. And yeah. You're thinking, ah, shit, now I'm going to be here all damn day.
I've never had that happen, though.
You never wiped your ass and there's...
I've had, like, to where the bit that I thought was
like
dropping off...
Like, I've shoveling out of my asshole, basically. That's what I'm talking about.
I've never done that.
And you just keep pushing and it won't come out. So then you wipe and you realize there's a shit, fucking shit ton down there. All right, so you're like... Like, trying to
use gravity to make it, like, drop off.
Just spread your ass
like
apart more.
You're jumping up and down on the toilet seat trying
you're
to make it
there
fall.
Like, yeah, you're trying to spread your ass out more so the shit drops and won't. You wipe and you realize you gotta fucking...
You gotta become a mathematician.
You gotta do the shock of your asshole.
You gotta become a mathematician and work it out with a pencil.
You gotta put two fingers together like you're trying to hit a G-spot.
Work it out with a pencil? Is that what you're saying?
Like a mathematician.
Said.
You gotta work it out with a pencil.
Oh, my God.
You gotta get something up in there and get it out of there.
Hey, I got a shit-related one. Okay. Here's a question.
This is gonna be a really tasty podcast.
Wait, no one's gonna be hungry now.
No.
Last time everyone was hungry.
Yeah.
They're not hungry now.
Yeah. No, they're not hungry this time. Don't eat while you're watching. Listen. Okay, so... You ever have that moment where, like, I have to shit really bad? Like, this is going to be a big shit. And
you know me, I used to all the time.
I'm just saying, when you sit down and you realize it's going to be a big shit, do you ever get excited?
No.
Like, sometimes I sit down, I'm like, holy crap, this is going to be a really big shit. And I feel like coming down.
Yeah, you're excited.
I'm almost like, it's like some kind of, in my brain, some kind of reward system is saying, like, good job, buddy.
Yeah, you're excited about the release
on
your prostate.
It's the excitement.
What?
I've gotten angry because I'm like I sit down like
you have angry shits.
Like no, like I'll sit down and be like, oh, I'm gonna just be real quick, and I'm not, and I'm like, fuck, I didn't bring nothing to do, you know.
That always happens to me.
Do that.
You know, like fuck, I wish I had my DS or.
You need more fiber in your diet then, because when I take a shit, I shit probably almost 3 times a day, and I sit down, and it just comes out in like a minute or less.
No, that's usually what happens. I'm talking about when it's gonna be a big one. And I'm like there.
My big ones are like a minute or less. My big ones are the ones that just take forever to wipe. And at that time, I have one hand anyways.
I just make all of them big ones. Like, even if I don't shit that much, I still stay an extra 5 minutes or so.
Just to be sure.
I shit until my bowels are clean. I'm scooping.
All people do. I'm just saying, like, sometimes my bowels are clean much sooner than I want. Than the article I'm reading is long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They hang out for a little bit. But I hear that's how you get anal fissures.
What's that?
Fissures.
Is that what you say?
By just sitting on the toilet?
Like, just having... By sitting on the toilet and having your butt fucking spread for too long, you can, like, rip... Get little tiny rips in your asshole. And apparently, they're, like, one of the most painful things in the world.
Wait, like...
Seriously?
I don't...
Like, the skin...
Like, the shit coming out of your asshole doesn't cause the fissures?
No. It's like... It's the... Like, so there's some people that, like, stay on the fucking toilet for, like, an hour reading and shit because they just like it. But with your butt just... Like fucking spread out
because the toilet seat,
and you're
like pulls
and you're going
and
in
around,
and your asshole, which is usually like this, is now like this. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, you're gonna go.
I've never felt like my asshole was that.
Yeah, I don't sit like that.
It's only whenever it's extended time, right? Is what they say.
Okay,
I guess
you know. I mean, I don't sit to where my ass is being pulled apart.
It depends. It depends how big of a shit I needed. Sometimes you need some extra room.
I mean, I had times when I'm like, dang, this isn't working. And I know I wiggle a little bit to, like, let my cheeks get more on there. But that's not how I initially just sit down and shit.
And especially if I'm going to be there a while, I, like, reposition to where it's more like a chair.
Yeah.
Because after a while, if I'm sitting in the wrong position, is like, my legs go to sleep, like, insanely quick if I don't sit in the right way.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had my legs just go to sleep.
On the toilet?
Yeah.
Like my feet.
Never.
In my feet.
I'm laying there in bed, and my left leg starts to get, my left leg with all the varicose veins, I'll start going to sleep. I'm like, fuck, I have terrible circulation. It's going to get cut off.
While laying in bed?
Yeah, I do. That's never happened to me on the toilet.
See, sitting down, I understand, because it's cutting off from, like,
yeah,
your legs, but, like, just laying in bed, you shouldn't have any cut off.
You would figure.
Yeah.
I got these little pool of lumps developing.
Lumps.
That's gross. You can die from that.
I know. I got ultrasound like 6 months ago, and they said I shouldn't have a problem for a decade. So like, there's no need to get surgery. I'm like, shit, I have to live with these things?
But if you're getting lumps, then you're getting...
You would think. You would think. They said I'm fine.
I don't like you touching them.
Yeah, leave them the fuck alone.
I just want to see you touch it.
You're going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You touch them, you're going
to
die.
I just imagine them, like, you pressing onto them, and they, like, go... Stuff.
For those listening, I have terrible varicose veins on my left leg.
Yeah.
That's a combination of nature and nurture, and they said it was physically induced.
See, his face will stay young because he's Asian, but his legs are...
Left leg.
His legs are as old as, like,
Greece doesn't help that.
60-year-old woman.
Greece won't do anything there.
No.
Well, you know the proper way to shit is actually...
Squatting. Yeah.
Yeah, squatting. And,
like with your feet up on the seat of the toilet.
That's why they have the unicorn seat thing.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
The squatty pot.
Have you guys seen
Shit squatting.
I have out in the woods.
Except like, I was probably a baby. I squat when I did that.
But it was so uncomfortable because I was trying to make sure that I wasn't shitting in my pants.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I was like, I dug my heels into a tree, into like the ground. And I was, like, leaning up against a tree, and I was like, oh my gosh, don't shit in my pants. Clean it out. It was terrible.
The only way squatting works, really, is if you just don't have anything on your bottom half.
Yeah. You have to take your pants off to do it.
You know what? I take that back. I did. I shat in the cornfield after football practice.
Did you use corn husks?
In low, I did it.
You shat where there's a bunch of shit laying around in there?
Low is a hard darkness.
Yeah.
Lower Salem was the elementary school I went to. It was really, really small in the country. We didn't have our own football team, so we had to go to where the next school in our district had a football team, and it was Lowell. So not only did we go to school, then we had to drive to Lowell and back every night, you know?
Fuck Lowell.
It was terrible. But that's where we had, from 4th to 6th grade, football practice, and there was no bathroom. It was on the island in Lowell, you know?
Yeah.
There was no bathroom we could use, so we had to go piss...
That was before they put on all the facilities.
We had to go piss in the cornfield right beside where we practiced, right?
Yeah.
But no one ever shit there. But one time, we were waiting for Mitch Faust's mom to pick us up, because between Mitch and me, like every other day...
So you're pissing in this cornfield.
So we're just pissing in this cornfield. Kids are... You can't see other people, but they're like 5 feet away. You know what I'm saying? Ugh. You just hear piss, because the cornfield's really high.
Terrible. That's
just terrible. But I had to shit so bad. I think it was in fifth grade. I went to the cornfield to shit.
So there's untreated sewage in this fucking cornfield.
And I know, you know that thing you're talking about, maybe getting shit in your, you know, I got, I think I got a little tiny bit of shit in my football pants, like where the pads are and shit.
So you rubbed dirt on yourself afterwards.
So I cleaned it myself as much as I could with the corn stalks available to me. And then I had to get in Mitch Faust's mom's car, and I smelled the shit. So if I smelled the shit, I know they could smell shit. No one said anything, and they never... Never come up. I forgot about it just now.
And then you stop talking to the whole family.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever like? Have you guys ever like snuck to the bathroom at night, and then you don't want to wake anybody up, so you don't flush, so it doesn't wake anybody up?
Never happened to me.
No.
Not in anyone's house.
That's why I live alone.
I have spent many years training myself to know when to flip the handle back up to where it doesn't make that huge like gurgling noise. It just has enough water to push everything down, but it doesn't, like, fill the bowl up back instantly like a normal single flush should.
Yeah.
So it just goes down, and there's a little mute gurgle, but there's none of that, like...
And then
it fills back up. So it's just enough water that I need to flush everything down and be quiet.
I feel like it's happened more with having kids to me.
Yeah.
Where, like, the kids are asleep...
Or
Melanie's asleep and she works at like 4 a.m. and don't want to wake her up or something like that. And like I go over and like I don't want to be loud. I don't want to wake up the baby or I don't want to do this or that. I remember having so much like when I was younger and like trying to sneak by my parents and I don't want to wake them up. But
yeah.
Well, here's a go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say I think that other than the baby thing, I think a wake up by way of flush is an acceptable sound to wake up to. Because if I woke up and I heard a flush, I'm like, you know, first of all, it wouldn't wake me up. But if it woke someone else up, I'd be like, they have to shit. It's fine. Everybody shits. They can't help them.
Some people can't go back to sleep.
I'm just saying, but if I woke up because of, like, laughter or, like, screaming or something that was, like, you can avoid that stuff. You can't avoid a shit. And I don't want the shit to simmer.
You can't hear now, and you're not at your house.
So if someone woke me up to, if I woke up to the sound of a flush, that'd be acceptable to me.
Gotcha.
But the baby, I understand. You don't want to wake up the baby.
I don't
wake
up the baby. Like,
you better understand finally why it's waking up.
I have someone come up, Calvin said. I have, when I've been at friends' houses, I would basically, you know, by, you know, quarter of an inch by quarter of an inch, centimeter by centimeter, I would, like, push the, you know, the flusher down, the handle.
As slow as you could?
Yeah. And one time, I was spending the night at this girl's house, and because she had a slumber party, like, in 7th grade, or 8th grade. So what happened was, I had this little fucking mini cup, okay? So I got water from the sink, and I kept pouring it into the toilet where I shit. Because, like, 3 in the morning, okay? Yeah. And basically, enough water was in there, enough weight in the bowl itself, that it slowly flushed. And it kept slowly flushing. I kept pouring water in there. And it made no sound, baby.
That's not a bad idea.
So that's what I was thinking about earlier. You know, like, those little...
Yeah, but what if there's, like, one girl up, and she was, like, she's listening this whole time, and you in the bathroom, and you're there for, like, a half hour, then you come out, like, all pleased yourself. Like, what are you doing there?
Well, that didn't happen, but, it, you know, and that made me think of earlier. Well, you know those cups that flick out?
Yeah.
What are they called, Calvin?
They're like camping cups or like folding cups.
That's why I always have one of those babies on me.
Oh, yeah.
Just whip that thing out.
Yeah, they're like in a tin. And
yeah, people use it to keep
They're made of like tapered rings. And when you pull the outer ring, each inner consecutive ring would lock on the edge. So that you could pull it up and you'd have like a little 4-ounce cup.
Yeah.
And it would hold water well enough unless you bend it up or anything like that.
Like a toy lightsaber.
Yeah, like a toy lightsaber.
But it's like the size of like is it like the size of one of those cups you would get at like the dentist's office kind of thing?
It's bigger than that.
Okay.
It's actually like when you some of them are bigger than others, you know, have more rings and stuff like that. But when you unfold them, they're probably about that, probably about 4 inches tall and maybe about 2.5 inches in diameter, and they slowly taper towards the bottom. So I mean, they hold a decent amount, but there's smaller ones and stuff like that for like shot glasses for like drinking out of a flask.
I'll tell you another fucking story. It was freshman year. I was at my good buddy Jared Stetson's house. He had a party, and there was a bunch of, like, juniors and seniors there. Okay, and fucking, there's this kid. He's one of Jared's best friends. He's a nice guy. His name is Fat Foltz, all right?
Yep.
And he's got a little brother named Little.
Flooded my room.
What's that?
He flooded my room.
Flooded your room.
That's a story for another podcast.
Yeah, yeah. He literally created a flood in Eric's room.
He did.
What the fuck?
He's too fat.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, he had a little brother named Little Fat Foltz.
Yeah. And that's his name?
Yeah.
Their parents are evil.
He never comes over to any parties and doesn't hang out with Jared. He's a little brother.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's this party there, a bunch of shit going on. We couldn't find Little Fat Foltz anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jared's like knocking on the door into the bathroom in the basement. All right, because there's girls like, hey, we got to pee. And we're like, shit, you got to get out. And Jared's like jiggling the doorknob, getting like rowing up everybody. The kid's not talking. And I go, shit, what if he fucking OD'd or some shit, okay? So Jared kicks open the fucking door. And Little Fat Foltz is on his knees, hand in the toilet, like this, pants underwear down his knees. He's like this. He's like,
oh. Trying to unplug it?
He's trying to unplug it.
Oh, man. Shane is down on his knees on the floor with his hand down in the toilet.
Like, yeah. To his elbow. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's like, what's his
hand? In the U-bend.
Yeah, in the U-bend. And his hand, and his, I mean, he is low. This little kid's arms, even though he's a fat, chubby little boy, he's only in fifth grade at the time. Okay, and we're freshmen.
So it's fat, chubby, and small.
Yeah, with skinny little arms. And this motherfucker has, like, his shoulders touching the water of the toilet.
Yeah.
He's reaching, grabbing that shit out of there. And right when he kicked up the door, he's like, he had the space in there. He was hand caught in a fucking toilet bowl jar.
So he had, I gotta get this right. So he had stuffed up the toilet. And he had the commitment. And this is brave of him. He went hands deep, balls deep into this toilet.
He tried plunging. It didn't work. So he fucking reached.
So he went,
he's embarrassed. He
was like Andy Dufresne going through a river of shit, right? Yes. trying to get the freedom.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
And we're like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, he got plugged up. I got embarrassed. And then there's like 10 people in the doorway looking at him. I'm like, oh, God.
Older girls.
Yeah. And then, of course, they're following around for forever.
Man, I can't imagine that happening. That'd
yeah.
Wasn't he the.
Yeah, because there's big fat folks, and little fat folks.
Big Fat Fultz's dad.
And regular Fat Fultz is Mike.
And then there's
Little Fat Fultz, yeah, which is Ian.
Mama Fultz.
And they all laugh the same way. Like, I remember we were fucking, we were seeing a movie. I don't know what it was called. But I remember they're like, he, 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 he. When they're all laughing. They're all laughing like that.
They were all, like, tonally tuned as far as how big they were.
Yeah, and their age. Yeah. And, yeah, they're a good family. They're nice people. But, God, his hand was in that fucking toilet.
You know, I have to respect.
How desperate would you have to be?
For American society, we shame anything that has to do with bodily function.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he shits! I don't shit, he does! Ha ha! What? Everybody shits
well, think
in
about
accidents.
Fucking poor...
And he uses baby wipes.
This poor kid sticking his whole damn arm in this toilet hole, trying to get the scoop.
I respect that kid. I do too! I respect the shit out of that kid.
That takes
I mean,
a lot!
Pun included. Yeah, intended.
What sucked though is when you open the door, his pants, I don't know, were still down, and there's shit hanging out of his ass. You know what I mean?
How... Well, he couldn't shit more, then you just have to reach into it.
Shouldn't have been shit
hand. No, because what he tried
he would have stopped it up with toilet paper.
Yeah, what he did was he did it, and then he flushed once, and he had so much shit. He had such a shitty shit, because you've done it before, Eric. You shit.
I've never stopped up the toilet without toilet paper.
No, he did do that. But
I mean, I'm just saying, like, there has to be more toilet paper than
shit.
He
wipes in waves. Like, if I have a huge-ass shit, like, I don't want to plug the toilet up, I'll flush after I wipe my ass a little bit. Okay, and then...
I always find the huge-ass shits... take less toilet paper to clean up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Depends what kind of food you have. I guess if it's...
Because they're of a more consistent and even consistency.
Of shit.
Of shit. That way there's not as much
shit.
Need to clean.
The shit.
Yeah. The shit.
You know what I hate right now is that we have one toilet that's upstairs in our house. Where, like, the water doesn't really seem to fill the bowl that much. And when, like, Colson goes upstairs, he'll sit down and he'll poop by himself. And when he does that... it doesn't land in the water. It lands on the bowl.
Oh, it lands on the land?
Then when you flush it...
there's a skid mark.
Still, no, it doesn't go down. It just
sticks
it's
there.
It's like suction cupped on there.
Yeah.
Like after a few flushes, sometimes you'll see it like...
skid?
Kind of slide a bit, but it still doesn't go. Like, I'll take toilet paper and try to like set it on top so that when it gets wet, it forms around it and pulls it.
Yeah.
Right? Because I don't want to reach down there and shove it. I guess I don't really don't want to take toilet paper and shove it either.
No,
you'd be
but
fucked. You'd be...
it just takes a while. But I just hate because it just sits there. I'm like, ah, and I flush it. Go!
You'd be caught,
it doesn't go.
You'd be caught brown-handed like the other kid was.
I don't want someone, Melanie's like, what's going on? She walks in and I'm like, ah!
Now, speaking of Melanie. Speaking of
your ass. What?
Speaking of Melanie, I was thinking about this story the other day and I wanted to tell it to my friend, but I couldn't remember the whole thing. Could you refreshify our memories?
Probably not. Which story are you trying to refresh?
I'm talking about when you were at your mom's house.
Oh my gosh.
Are you allowed to tell us one?
I don't know.
I don't think you're allowed to tell it.
I don't know if my mom fully knows. She had to know something.
She knew something was going on.
She knew you guys do it now, you're fine.
Yeah,
just come on.
There was this one time at my parents' house, Melly and I were dating. I think we were fresh out of high school, I think. I don't even know if we moved into the apartment yet.
Yeah.
Like, I think we're still like...
I thought you guys were seniors or some shit.
No, because... her and I started dating again, like, April.
Okay.
And we graduated shortly after. And I know we never had sex until after graduation. We were at my mom and dad's house. Melanie came over. We were going to hang out, leave, go somewhere, or whatever. And my sister and my mom were there.
Your mom breaks the cardinal rule of being a parent.
And they were getting ready to leave and go to, like, Athens or wherever it was. And wherever they're going to go, it's at least a half hour to get there. They do whatever shopping
great.
And stuff they need to do, and there's a half hour back.
So you're double.
When they leave, you know you got. You're guaranteed an hour.
And they know I'm getting ready to leave too.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, bye, mom. Not bye, buddy. You guys have a good one.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, Melanie, ready to go? She's like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm like, you
wait a little bit.
Gonna wait a second.
Yeah.
She's like, what? So we decided to just stay in the living room, and I just bend her over a chair. We're just gonna do something real quick, you know.
I'm sure it will be real.
Not go real long, but. As we're going through, I'm not paying attention to anything else.
Well, you got
you know
an hour.
I mean?
You're focused.
I'm like,
you're zoned in.
I'm watching what's going on.
You're
you know?
In the living room.
I'm fresh
and
high
worrying
school.
About
this
it.
Is great.
The wind's blowing through your full head of hair at that time.
Right? And then I hear the sliding glass door open.
Oh, shit.
Oh, gosh.
There's nothing you can do.
And the way it's set up, like, there's not a lot of room. You can see in towards the living room.
So once you
room.
Open the door,
here,
it depends
right?
on the cut.
So
of
once
like
you
how you're
open
looking.
The door, you can pretty much see what's happening.
Now, there is a wall, so we could have been behind that wall slightly.
Okay.
But maybe not a whole lot. So as soon as I hear that door open, I withdraw and pull up my pants and walk away into the other room.
Leaving.
Just leaving Melanie.
You leave this girl bent over, confused, and on display.
Well, I mean, I guess in my head I was like, it's okay, the worst part of this, I guess, besides leaving Melanie there alone, is that the only thing in the direction I walked was either my sister's room or my parents' room. That's the only two things.
You should have ran out going, I found it!
There's no bathroom, there's no my room, there's no kitchen, there's nothing else over there. It's only those two things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go over there and try to pull my pants and get a button, leaving her just there. She has her shirt on, but her pants to the floor to bend down and pull them up. And Mom comes in. And I'm,
was
I guess,
she, was
I guess
her
mine
ass hanging out still?
Mine wasn't. Hers, I don't know. I'm not
he
sure.
He never asked.
I'm not sure how much of hers was left. Mom walked in, went over towards like her room or towards the dining room, wherever she went.
Where were you at this time? Your sister's room?
I walked away towards where my parents. There's like a little gap in between, like, it's not a hallway. It's like where they would have started a hallway and it would have kept going.
They just put rooms in.
They just put like part of a hallway that had two doors to it.
And then they were like, fuck it, let's just put the doors here.
So I went back over there to kind of get a little bit more, like, behind a wall of some sort to get my pants up and stuff. And then, like, hey, Mom, she didn't say anything. She walks in. She had gone to the bank, and I guess they were already closed.
Fucking bank.
So she came back to get money she had at home.
Hey, Mom.
She grabbed it and left. And I don't know. I guess I've still never asked Melanie, really, like, if she got her pants up fast enough,
I mean,
or
you just,
how fast.
Yeah, but later she said something about, we're not running a whole, yeah.
Later on, Mom was upset and stuff, and she's like, I'm not running a hotel here. You know, like, Melanie was over there with me, and I know she saw, she knows what was going on.
Of course.
And then, like, my sister had her boyfriend over, and they would stay, sometimes be like, in their bedroom and stuff like that, like, so she's like, I'm not running a hotel, people can't just come and go as they please. And this and that. You know, she was a little upset about that. I think too, like that. I think the chair that we were using.
Your dad's probably
went
yes!
back to Rick. I think it was a chair.
Oh,
no. I think that was a chair that like Sherry had maybe, and it was gonna go to our apartment whenever we moved, and it was staying at my parents' house for the time. And then it went to our apartment, and then when we were leaving the apartment, I think Rick took it.
Oh man!
So
what color
for those
was
that
it?
Don't know, I don't that remember. Means that the chair that he bent his future wife over went to Calvin's brother-in-law.
Yeah. Which he probably been his future wife over.
I don't want to think about it.
At 20.
But, unless Sherry took it back. Someone took it back. I don't remember who it was. But I remember we had it.
Either way,
Calvin was dejected.
I remember it couldn't rock. It couldn't lean back. It was
not
just
when
like,
you were done with it.
It was a chair kind of like that. That's what it was like.
No.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I know which one you're talking about.
So was she
did
like...
Did it go back to Rick?
I fucking sat in that thing, dude!
Well, we didn't finish!
Yes!
We didn't finish, Calvin.
It's still nasty.
And she was the one leaned over it. It wasn't me. I didn't sit in it naked. Maybe he did. I don't know.
Can you just imagine the panic of she feels you leave, right? And she, like, for a second, she's like, looks back, and you're not there. It just sees what's happening, you know? And that moment in time. Like,
she's
could you imagine the feeling of, like...
Betrayed.
I just left her. I know.
Like, you just left her.
He left us! He left us!
I think in my mind, I was like, it's better
That's
to
not
find...
what I'm gonna
it's
do.
It's better to just find her randomly pantless...
Why?
...than two of us
no.
pantless,
she
right?
just waved. Should have kept going away. Your mom should have
been like,
I guarantee your mom would just turn around.
You
should
have fucking said that. I don't know what that is, Melanie. You better have a doctor to get there.
Oh my god.
I don't know. It's probably the most awkward moment I ever had in my family. The second thing I remember happening was that her and I were on the trampoline. This was before, I think. Before that happened. We were on the trampoline and she was just topless. And
what
were
you doing?
We were like making out and stuff, you know? And
she was
topless. I wanted to play with the boobies.
Like, titties hanging out or, like, a
yeah.
shirt, or her
was
shirt
it,
is
was
off.
Was it night or day?
It was day.
Her shirt was off.
No one was home. Her shirt was off.
Oh, no one was home.
On a trampoline, the wind blowing through them titties and everything?
Yeah.
Out in the country.
And then,
all right.
And then we heard a car coming down, and it was Dad.
Yeah.
Driving down the driveway. And
your dad or her dad?
My dad.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay. Good.
And,
you can now just jump up and down a couple times.
The doctor came.
We weren't, like, jumping. We were, like, laying on the trampoline.
Sure, sure. I
so, like,
I knew that well.
Rather than trying to, like, hurry up and get her shirt on, we just try to like roll up, and I try to like, you know, lay in a position that would be kind of blocking towards the driveway, and she could just lay there. And hopefully I can block those things. I don't know. But
maybe back then. I don't know if you have as much luck
back
now.
Then I maybe could have.
I mean, where was the shirt? Was it not close by?
It was on the trampoline, but you'd have to, like, we thought it would bring more attention to like, sit up and like try to put her shirt on, because our driveway's not long. And like once you start entering it, you can see to the trampoline.
Yeah.
She and just lay down and make it look like she was tanning.
Yeah, and then Dad like got out of his truck and he went to the house. And he never said anything. I don't even know if he looked over. We're like, maybe he didn't see us. Get your shirt on real quick. And he never, nothing. I had no idea of nothing. And then while we were working together, whatever, we talked about it. He's like, yeah, I knew you over there. I wasn't going to come over. I thought it would be awkward.
Hey, boy, what you doing?
You know, you and your girl, and she's naked over there. I wasn't going to come over and make things awkward. I just went home. I just went to the house. I'm like, all right.
He's fine there. Like,
thank yeah! You.
So, but yeah, I remember that. So, like, and that he never said anything. He never made it awkward.
So, mom, years later, he
mom
asked
found
you
out something. He said, yeah. So, like, Dad was cool and just let it go. Mom wasn't happy.
That was kind I remember those two things. Yeah, that's kind of the same thing with my dad, my situation. And so at the time, my dad was mad, I think. But then years later, he'd be like, man, good job, you know?
Yeah.
See, I was young once, but I was fucking all kinds of girls.
Dad wasn't even mad then. He didn't even say anything. So that's what, he just let it go.
My dad was mad because he got woken up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shane, early! You know what I mean?
This one just kind of came back to me, but I remember, what grade were we in? It was definitely still, it was junior, it had to have been, not junior high, it had to have been elementary school. I lived out in the country, meaning that, like, there was no one close except for, like, you know, two or three kind of kids I didn't really hung out with in school, but because they lived kind of close, we hung out every once in a while, like, in the summer, right?
Because that was the
because
only
that's
other
the only
person
kid.
That was there.
I didn't know the grubs were available. It was David Carroll and Gregory McElarney. Gregory McElarney was a similarly built man like I was.
Okay.
A little portly, but had none of the muscle, none of the strength, none of the farmness, the farm boy in him. Yeah. He just like this not kinda funny, kind of creepy, gross kid, right? He lived in the country but didn't farm.
Kind of like a younger version of Vincent D'Onofrio's character in Full Metal Jacket.
A little bit. A little bit's a really good one. Right?
I'm just kind of thinking like soggy,
so,
but...
Private Pile?
So, two of my friends were actually over for a couple days. We were camping out, right? And we were driving to my house, and we see that a new family have moved in not four houses away from mine, which is like a, you know, 10-minute walk. But a new family had walked. Then they had a trampoline, and they had a girl our age who was hot, right?
It's like, oh my gosh, dream come true.
This is unheard of in our land, right? Okay. This doesn't happen.
Yeah.
We know there are hot girls. They don't live out.
They don't live out.
If they do live in the country, not in our part of the country,
right?
You know? And I knew that this was a godsend. But the problem was, is that my two friends, not the two guys I was talking about, my friends I actually like, they were there too. For the next 3 days. So if I establish contact, they're better looking than I was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're gonna do that. She's gonna recognize them in school the next time they go to school and stuff. I can't have that. Can't
you
happen.
Fuck, it's like a
right?
The body snatchers.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, they zero in already, right? We stupid. This is embarrassing to even think of. Like, we were gonna camp out in the woods down, like, you know, down the farm, but instead we camped out in a lot, an empty lot next to her house, so that when she would just look out her window, there's these three fucking losers camping out going, hey!
You know? Oh my god.
It's so stupid to think about now.
I've done shit like that.
Like, she probably locked her windows, pulled the drapes.
Actually, she was really cool. And eventually, we never met her during those 3 days. I ended up meeting her later, hanging out on the trampoline. Awesome, right? But the same, like, the day after, Gregory McElroy wormed his way up here, realizing what happened, right? He was close by, too. And I knew whoever got to her first won, right?
Oh, yeah.
The next day, I'm like, okay, I got to get over there, because if he gets over there, something's going to happen. Because some stuff happened with me, but it can't be as consistent, because this was also during hay season. And I got busy.
Yeah.
So the next day, I wanted to go over there, and I couldn't. I had to go do hay. And the whole time, I'm thinking, I bet you Gregory McElroy's over there. And you know what? Later that evening, I went over there. As I was walking, I looked at their porch, and he's sitting on a wooden chair, and she's sitting on his lap, and they're laughing.
Kicking the
dirt, man. And shit.
Dude,
like, I couldn't do anything. So I told him, like, I hate farming. I'll never farm ever again.
And then you never did.
I did. Begrudgingly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's why Eric didn't want to become a farmer.
Yeah.
Dude, I've lost some battles like that, man.
But it was, like, young, so it's not that big of a deal.
Oddly enough, when I was
plus, young. I mean, she was only hot because she was, like, a 7, you know? Who was, like, the hottest girl in the world? She seemed like a 10 because there's all these, like, it's only me and Gregory McElhoney out there.
When she got a little older, did she...
She's super hot compared to these guys.
Yeah. No, she was hot
as
because...
As it should be.
She was hot because she wore a black skirt with fucking pantyhose all the time.
Okay.
It was awesome. I remember, because, you know, I hung out with her, you know, a lot that summer, and then, you know, the next school year when it started, you know, kids were getting on the bus. I got on the bus, like, a stop before she did. So I got on the bus, and then I remember when she got on, and this kid that was a year ahead of me that was just a dork, when she got on, he goes, "Wow, who's that?" Like, really loud, and everybody's like, "Shut the fuck up. Be cool, dude." And she sat next to me, and I looked around at him, looking right in his eyes.
Nice.
I'm trying to think of other ones I have. I don't know. But you talking about the girl stuff, whatever. I remember in second grade, like, Melly and I went to kindergarten together.
Which is kind of cute if you think about it.
Yeah, but, like, in second grade, I had a... Because, like, in Barlow, when we went to school, there'd be, like, 3 or 4 of the same class. As opposed to Bartlett, where I ended up going to, like, grade school at. And there was, like, 15 to 20 kids in one class, and that was your whole class. So, like, kindergarten, we were in the same class together, but then first grade, we weren't, and then second grade, we weren't. But I remember in second grade, I had a crush on this one girl, and I found out that she liked me, too, from, like, a mutual friend. And I figured, okay, I'm going to, like, she found out that I liked her, I found out that she liked me, but no one had made a move, so I'm like, I'm going to make a move. I'm going to talk to her, like, her best friend said I should. Like, it's going to be great. And then... We were renting a house on County Road 3, and my parents, like, they'd been renting from this one guy forever. And then he sold it to some other people that were supposedly friends with my parents, and then they had, like, a falling out, and something happened, and all of a sudden we just had to move. Like, I had a plan, like, next week I'm going to do this, if there's going to be a dance or something like that, and yada yada, I had a whole idea, and then we had to just move.
What grade was this?
Second grade.
Yeah, dance in the middle, second grade?
In the middle of the school. Yeah, there was like, a school dance. It was like a big thing, but there was like a little like gathering thing at Bartlett.
You never had anything like that in all of
I never had any in elementary school.
I know we, and Bartlett was 4 through 8.
I guess they had to have a whole fucking school.
We had dances as a whole school.
Because there'd only be 10 people there if they didn't.
Yeah, for Bartlett, I remember that. Maybe it wasn't a dance for Bartlett, but there was something going to happen. I was like, I'm going to ask her to like just go with me and like we just hang out or something like that. Whatever it was, my parents, we had to move. And they found a house and we were going to move out to that house. And I was like, all right. And it wasn't even the same school district. Oh, so we went from Washington County to Athens County. And I was going to be going to this school called Amesville.
Oh, Amesville, man. That I had Amesville.
Like it was worse than any school I've ever been to. It was like, I swear, like in second grade there, I was learning stuff I learned in first grade at Barlow. And I'm like, what? What's going on? There's no
I'm
one
homeschooled,
there.
And I've heard stories about Amesville.
Yeah.
How bad it was.
It was terrible. Well, after being there for like 3 months or something, my mom found out that in taxes... She was paying Washington County, like, school taxes. Because we were, like, just over the county line.
Yeah.
She's like, well, you're going to go back to this one then. So then I went to Cutler, which was back in at least the same school district. And going up, I always had, like, I had that same girl in my mind. Like, there was some girls I had liked and stuff in Cutler and Bartlett. But I'm like, man, there was that one girl I was going to, like, hang out with.
That first girl.
She was cute. And, like, I would see her in the yearbooks, you know? Like, man, she's right there. She's still hot. You know? And, like, I finally get back to high school.
Torturous.
And I'm, like, I'm back with everybody. I'm like, sweet, I'm gonna figure out where she is, see if she remembers me. Well, we had, like, this advisee thing where, like, you went and they put you in groups.
Yeah.
Well, because of the way the names and stuff all worked, she was in my group.
Oh,
did she remember your ass?
And she did, yeah. Melanie was in that group, too. She remembered me, too. Like, so, like, I was like, well, this is cool. I have friends from Barlow that know me, friends from Bartlett that know me. I'm going to know, like... twice as many people as anyone else does, you know? I was like, okay, this is going to work out. Well, she was dating another guy. Those two stayed together through freshman year and sophomore year and junior year and senior year. And I was just like, what? And I ended up getting with Melanie. We dated for like 2 months. And like after like a month or whatever, like, I ended up, like, grabbing her hand, and it started freaking her out, and then I guess she got all worried, and she broke up with me.
And I'm like, all right. You're grabbing her hand?
Like, because I started grabbing
her hand. He's moving too fast!
Like, we were walking, like, we've been together for, like, a month or so.
How old are you?
Then, that was sophomore year.
Yeah. Oh, well,
and I grabbed her hand, and then she freaked out, and then we broke up. I'm like, all right. And then later on, I ended up dating another girl. We did it for, like, a year and 2 months.
Yeah.
And then I ended up getting back with Melanie. And, like, with you talking about, like, the whole I love you thing, I remember, like, after we graduated high school and stuff, I was like, I am not going to tell her I love you because I know what happened when I held her hand. So I'm just going to just ride this out. Just
never say it.
And just never say
it. The best thing you could have done.
I'll make her say it first.
That's good. You hold on as long as possible.
I'll wait and make sure that she's good before I say anything. So I remember that specifically because I was like, held her hand, freaked her out. I'm not saying I love you. I am not.
How'd you get her back?
I love you. How to get her back? I don't know. Apparently, she still liked me, but she was all worried about, like, the boyfriend-girlfriend thing.
The whole hand-holding thing.
And whatnot.
Like, defining relationship.
Yeah, like, she was worried about that. Because before, it was just, we were just, like, really, really close friends hanging out, even though we were, like, dating. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
So she didn't want to put a label on it.
I guess. I don't know. I wasn't in band, but she was in band, and it was cold, and we were down at the football game.
So you gave your varsity band jacket.
No, like, she came over, and I always wore this black leather jacket. And she came over, like, my hands are so cold. She's like, can I warm them up with like, in your jacket? She's like, sure. So she, like, put her hands, like, around me in my jacket.
And you're like,
and
oh,
stuff.
God.
I'm like, oh, I'm so confused by her. Whatever. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I asked out another girl, and she was all pissed. I'm like, what? And you broke up with me.
Wait a minute. So she asked to put her hands in your jacket after the breakup?
Yeah, sometime after the breakup.
So she tried to warm her hands up in your hot pocket.
So you put them in there, but I'm going to hold them.
It turned out the other girl, I didn't really know this other girl that well.
You drove her to compete with the other girl.
Yeah, well, it ended up being one of her friends. And
what?
They went on, like, a band trip, and they ended up, like, rooming together or something like that, and that was in her mind the whole time.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Like, she was like, what? Like, he's with her? Like, I wanted to be with him again, and he's not picking up on the notes? And, like, she was mad. I remember her telling me about some of this stuff. But, I remember all that stuff happening. Eventually, I broke up with the girl I was with because things weren't quite working out. She got very kind of controlling. She got into ideas of, like, your friends are me, like, no kind of middle ground and stuff. And I wasn't really
what?
Liking that. Ashton.
Yeah, like, your friends are what?
It's like my friends or her. Like,
she wasn't wanting.
Like, she wasn't liking my friends and stuff. Like, she was getting upset about some stuff.
Ooh, you're gone.
And I'm like, well, I don't know about that.
You're gone.
Like, it took a while, but eventually I'm like, all right, I'm done. But she was really kind of clingy, too, so it was kind of hard. Like, she would just make up stories. Like, she was allergic to grass, which I can understand because I know some people are. But then she was allergic to water because when it was raining outside, she's like, I can't be in that. I'm allergic. Like, it's water. What do you mean you're allergic?
Yeah, it has to be treated. I read about that shit.
It's extremely rare.
But evolution wants her dead.
It was like things that would just show up. Like, Melanie, you know how she has that balloon thing, right?
Yeah.
They were in, like, the color guard room in the band room. Like, there's another room separate, like, that you
they have
the
their own room.
You go in the band room, then you go in the color guard room. That's where they keep all their color guard stuff, right?
Yeah.
There, like, they were getting ready for, like, a little birthday, like, surprise party for, like, the foster, the teacher, or whoever it was, or, like, I don't know who it was, someone. And they were in there blowing up balloons. It was, like, Ashton and, like, 4 or 5 other people.
Okay.
And then Melanie walked in and saw all these balloons and kind of freaked out and left, you know? And then Ashton, my girlfriend at the time, goes, I'm afraid of them, too! And just leaves after sitting there and blowing up balloons for the past 5 minutes.
Why? What was the point?
Attention?
Yeah.
That's what it was. After I broke up with her, all of a sudden, something happened. Like, she fell and she hurt her head and she had to have me. It was this big thing. I'm kind of glad it ended the way it was. Like, I cared about her and stuff, but she was just
a creep.
Yeah. But anyway, I broke up with her. I broke up with her on a Wednesday, and I was like, look, we sat in a car, did that whole kind of thing. It was terrible.
You banged in the car?
No. We banged, like, 2 days before this. And then we sat in this car. That made her mad, too, apparently. We sat in
was
a
she
car.
She allergic to it?
No, she wasn't allergic to it. We sat in a car, and she cried, and I'm like, look, you know, I think we're done. You know, I'm okay with being
done.
Friends, whatnot. It's just not working out. Whatever, whatever. And then, that was on Wednesday, and then on Sunday, I went out with Melanie to, like...
You must have been planting that plant.
Just swinging back and forth.
So you did the thing that I hate when people do. You were building a fucking life raft. And when you thought that life raft was completed, you jumped fucking ship to the life raft.
But I jumped to Melanie. which I felt like was where I
yeah,
should have been.
Yeah, but not before you fucking took the scooter around the bay a little bit longer.
Yeah, you peeking the ass out.
You made one last ride.
You made sure, you know what?
It was a Wednesday to a Sunday. Let's call it what it is. It was 4 days.
So on the Lord's Day, you took the other girl out. It may have been a Saturday. It was that weekend.
That's the Jewish Sabbath.
It was that weekend. And I remember, like, we went to Seattle's Best, whatever was in Borders. That coffee place.
Seattle's Best, yeah.
And then we went and saw The Number 23 with Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey!
Oh my gosh. Weird fucking movie to see on, whoa, like, the first, like, new date that
right
we had.
After being broken
I've
up.
I've never seen that
together
with joy.
It's a weird movie.
I know, right? I saw it in theaters.
Yeah, we did too. Yeah. But then, like, the next day, or at school, whatever, I remember hearing that Ashton found out about me going out with her and flipped out because I hate coffee. And I took her to a coffee shop. And I never went to coffee shops with Ashton.
Maybe just because you didn't like her.
But the other thing I remember, too, like, I made a jump ship there. But after we graduated, that girl from second grade, her boyfriend cheated on her shortly sometime after graduation. And I was like, why the fuck didn't that happen sooner? This asshole. Like, it all seemed like they were meant to be together, and then he did that. I was like,
did you try reaching out to her, like, as a friend?
No, I never did. I let it go.
That's probably
what you doing now?
It's so extreme.
She's married to some guy that kind of looks like me.
Really? Hell
oh, yeah! That's right! You said that!
It's kind of... See, like,
you
like,
you won
some,
that battle,
there's
then
some resemblance that I kind of, like... I
is he, like, looks like a better looking you or a worse you?
I don't know.
Like, it's similar, but not,
like,
I felt
like there was, we had very similar characteristics in some of our, like, facial features and stuff.
So you won
that
battle.
I don't know if I won either. I got Melanie. But no, that was like our little like relationship story, like going through.
Let me ask you another question.
Hmm.
Okay, and of course, when you're older, it doesn't matter as much. But when you were young, when could you start farting in front of a girl?
When?
Yeah, like when?
I don't know.
When were you cuddling?
I think I was with Ashton for a year and 2 months and still wouldn't. Like, I'd be like, fuck no.
Hold it.
Gotta wait.
Because
you know,
I
couldn't do that.
Like, for me, I remember, you know, a lot of girls, like, I was with a girl for 3 years, and she still, like, it was, like, the last year. She'd be like, I gotta fart really bad, but I don't want you to hear it, so please leave the room. And I'd be like, no! I'd be holding her down, and she'd be trying to hold it in. But, like, she was deathly afraid of it. But when I was in high school, I would try to fart in front of a girl as soon as possible. So
I just want to say, you gotta set the precedent so that you don't have to constantly be hiding the rest of your life. Just do it immediately, and then start hotboxing her.
I would
make it a joke. Hotbox, no!
Oh my gosh.
You make it a joke, and then she does it to you, and then suddenly, if you guys are comfortable farting in front of each other, you've skipped like 3 weeks, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I
you're that comfortable, you might as well just take your pants off.
I would do that to girl.
Yeah. I'm
holy
not kidding.
Shit.
That's one of my moves.
Not
and
bad.
It works.
Farting in front of a girl is a move.
It's a move.
You
probably
classify that.
You
as
understand.
A move.
Eric's I got
right
like six moves.
I mean,
that's one of them.
It
moves the boundary. I mean, it also does this thing where it's like, he doesn't care.
He doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't give a shit. Well, not necessarily give a shit, but he doesn't care if he looks bad in front of me. And that means I shouldn't care if I look bad in front of him.
And
you know?
I trust him.
So then it doesn't have to be a thing where it's like, well, I haven't shaved my legs. I can't take my pants off. So,
yeah.
No, you can. All
right,
yeah,
guys, it's been a fun, interesting,
yeah,
education.
Not as long as the last one.
Yeah,
but
we don't want to.
This is the end of a very late Blind Wave night.
Yeah.
Been a long day, but
it's been a long week.
Yeah.
It has been.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you like listening to stuff like this, go to our website, download the other podcasts, or go to iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. And Eric, anything else I'm missing?
Patreon.
Oh, yeah. And if you also love us and want to support us, follow us on, or support us on Patreon, which is patreon.com/blindwave.
Yeah, this podcast is brought by you wonderful people.
Yeah.
Who have pledged.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah
hit a mile
what was
marker.
The goal?
You know what I mean? Milestone, as it is.
Yeah,
let's
milestone
hit a milestone,
yep,
of working on weekly podcasts now. So thank you to you guys.
Yeah, because this
and
is...
if you want to pledge anything as well, yeah, make sure to go to patreon.com/blindwave. You can see our list of rewards, our goals, everything there.
And yeah, and right now the podcast doesn't really have like a set day. I mean, we try to get it out like every
yeah
week.
Try to like, we're
but
to
it's
get
kind
out
of
like
a loose definition of like next week sometime.
Yeah,
yeah.
We usually try to shoot for like midweek.
Yeah,
usually. So
once you know, right now we, you know, I do work full time, but I barely can work full time. You know, the other guys really work full time now. But once we can do that, then we'll be able to be like, this day, 8 o'clock.
That'd be nice. You
know? Yeah.
Because we'll be able to sketch it out. Right now, it's
like, we'll be able to get things done early rather than having to render them and then immediately upload them before it's too late.
Like, people are always like, you know, why does it guys take you guys so long to get stuff out sometimes? It's like, well, other reactors or some, if it's a reactor or something, they're just one guy, you know?
Yeah.
And they just watch it and they're done. They do almost no editing and it's usually, you know, not the best thing ever, but we have to wait for all four of us sometimes, you know?
Yeah, sometimes there's issues getting us all
together.
And it's
the same thing with the podcast.
Going through with editing,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff. This week was kind of delayed just because of trying to get the whole crew together to do a podcast. So.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thank you so much for listening. I'm Shane.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Calvin.
I'm Eric.
Calvin, hit that button.
Which button?
This one.
Oh, shit, there's a shit all over it.
No.
Eric! Ha ha ha.